The news, I'm Haya Pinjwani. President Trump made his first national address since the Iran war began. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says America's core strategic objectives are nearing completion.
We are going to finish the job, and we're going to finish it very fast. We're getting very close.
But the president spent much of a primetime address repeating things he's been saying after weeks of changing goals and often contradicting himself about whether the war is winding down or ramping up. He did not mention the thousands of additional U.S. troops sent to the Middle East and made just passing mention of allies whom he's been blistering for not helping more, saying they need to get some courage and simply take the Strait of Hormuz.
The hard part is done, so it should be easy.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump's White House ballroom is expected to win approval today from a key agency, AP's Donna Warder.
The National Capital Planning Commission is expected Thursday to approve the project. The commission, which approves or denies construction on federal property in the Washington region, is going ahead with the vote because a commission spokesperson says Tuesday's order by U.S. District Judge Richard Leon to halt construction does not affect the planning process.
An NFL star received treatment before being sued for alleged assault and anti-Semitic remarks. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
Los Angeles Rams All-Pro wide receiver Puka Nacua was in rehab before he was sued for assault and battery by a woman who says he made an anti-Semitic statement and bit her on the shoulder, his attorney said on Wednesday. Nacua issued an apology last December after performing a gesture that plays upon anti-Semitic tropes while appearing on an internet live stream. Nacua has been one of the most productive receivers in NFL history over his first three seasons with the Rams.
This is AP News.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks fell on Wall Street and oil prices soared Thursday. The S&P 500 shed 1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 494 points, or 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.5%. The price of U.S. crude oil jumped more than 10%, topping $110 per barrel. The moves follow a Wednesday night address from President Donald Trump. He did not offer a clear timetable for ending the war with Iran. Stocks had been gaining ground over the last several days on hopes that the conflict could end soon. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Damian Troisi, New York.
An earthquake of a magnitude of 4.6 in Northern California woke residents with a jolt early this morning. Many said they felt their home shake for a few seconds in a 100-mile stretch, including San Francisco. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.